Hi everyone, Jane Davidson here, bringing you the fourth in a series of podcasts where I talk to Stephanie Evergreen about totally awesome evaluation reporting. In this podcast, we are talking about the workshops and sessions that we've got coming up at the European Evaluation Society Conference in Dublin and the American Evaluation Association Conference in Denver. Enjoy the podcast.
What are you talking about when you go to Dublin? You're going to be at the EES conference. Are you talking about rubrics there?
Yeah, I've got, this is going to be my first European Evaluation Society conference, so I'm really stoked. Mm. And going to Dublin, I've never actually been to Ireland. Some of my ancestors are from Ireland, I've never actually been. I've been to Scotland and England and whatever. But not Ireland, so I'm totally looking forward to it. I am doing my one-day actionable evaluation workshop, which covers evaluation rubrics on the Monday for the conference. And then on the Tuesday, Michael Scriven and I are doing a joint workshop on evaluation-specific methodology.
This is definitely the first time this appearance for the both of you doing this workshop together will ever be in Europe. I mean,
it might be the first and only.
The first and only.
It might be the first and only, but it'll be well worth catching.
Yeah.
We did... We had actually, until last year, Michael and I had never run a workshop together.
Mm.
So we did our first kind of double billing workshop last year, which was a lot of fun. Just because I like to do the real kind of practical stuff, here's how I actually do it in theory, and then people will ask questions and, Michael can chime in with not just how he approaches it in a practical level, but also that the theoretical underpinnings of it all, as only he can do.
Yeah, what a valuable workshop to use.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Blows your mind, sure. Yeah.
And I mean, we love doing that stuff together. And then we've got a bunch of sessions throughout the conference where Michael's keynoting, of course. Michael Scriven is keynoting EES, so this is a big deal.
Big deal.
And we're also going to be talking about Michael's Faster Forward Fund, which he's setting up. He's basically... His estate's going to go to the Faster Forward Fund when he moves on, and he's this is basically a fund that's to accelerate the development of evaluation, particularly in ways that benefit disadvantaged groups around the world. And so he's going to be talking about that at EES.
Cool.
And what all that's all about. And we've got actually a lot of the advisory group of very heavy-hitting evaluators from right around the world coming to the conference as well. So there's been a lot of big names coming along, so it's going to be
awesome opportunity. Totally. Now I'm jealous I turned it down.
Yeah, would you turn it down?
Well, I have so many private workshops happening around that same time. I mean, the nice thing about this work is that it's transcended evaluation. So Dataviz, Dataviz is applicable to every industry. So, so the requests for private workshops are so high. I'm not even booking anything new until January at this point.
Wow.
So that's really great. But I will be in Denver for the AEA. It will be so fun. Yes. So we'll actually get to see each other next in Denver.
That will be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was approved for a two-day pre-conference workshop on presenting data effectively. So we're going to end up covering, since we've got 2 days, we'll end up covering reports and slides and data biz.
Very cool. So you're directly in competition with me running a two-day actionable evaluation.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, we're always in competition.
Well, we're both, the 2 days are only by invitation, so there we are, we're on the two-day.
But I never get to come to your work.
I know, and I never get to come to
we're always at the same time.
But one of these days we should do a joint workshop.
Oh, that's
we should do our 2 days, and then we should do a joint one.
We do a one day together. Brilliant. Okay, so 2015.
That's the year of evaluation.
Yes, perfect. Oh. Okay. I will have some other sessions during the conference. They've all been accepted. And one is with Chris Lisi. We're working now we're going to be working with some Dataviz crafts that he made and doing some real hands-on data of his thinking with paper cutouts. It's really cool. I've run this in my workshops recently and the same kind of activities, and it's just really, really helpful in building up design thinking in the first place. That's cool. And I have another session with Anne Emery, the very famous Anne Emery.
Yeah, she rocks.
She's so rocks.
Watch that space.
Yeah.
She's only a young whippersnapper, compared to me, but she's
Yeah.
She's rocking it.
I know, she's rocking it. And her work on like the formulas in Excel and VLOOKUP in Excel and all that, those videos are just...
Tell me how many of those I've like tuned into. Yeah. Oh, is that how you do that?
That's right.
It seems like in grad school I did so much time learning SPSS, nobody ever taught me Excel and like all those cool things that
it can do so many cool things. Yeah. So we developed the data visualization checklist together and put that out back in May, and then we have a session on it at the conference this year that will show each point in the checklist and what a zero looks like and what full points looks like.
Very cool.
Using viz that have been redesigned by people.
Oh, right, your before and after shots.
Yeah.
Well, you do a lot of redesigns. I mean, Stephanie redesigns keynotes for AEA president.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty hot. Next, you'll be in doing, like, you know, Obama's keynotes.
I would love to.
That would be fun.
You know, he's got this whole enhanced State of the Union that I watch every year where half is Obama talking and the other half is this beautiful slideshow and data viz.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always tell it was made by graphic designers because the ones that don't have data are just beautiful. And
right.
The ones that do have data have so many errors that piss me off because they obviously don't even just know how to, work with data.
Data.
I know.
Oh,
so,
no.
I mean, maybe we need to talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
Got made up by my
But I won't be back in the States for a couple of weeks.
She's in the book. You can book her from January. She's in the State of the Nation in January, so it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Another last
minute
project.
Cancel, look, if he came in, you might cancel something. Like, sorry, other clients. This could be the way it is.
But that's great.
When you're in demand, you got to run with it.
Right?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be good to see you in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
like back in the Northern Hemisphere. Is this your first trip to the Southern Hemisphere?
It is, yes.
Far out.
I know, and I've had so much fun. I'm hanging out total rock stars through and through. Kate McKeag. Nan, going to see Patricia Rogers next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we say south is up.
Yeah.
So when you go back down to the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes. Right?
So, you know, your next trip should be, like, there's some other Southern Hemisphere rock stars. I mean, you should definitely go to Brazil. Oh, they're having a sad week, I know.
Yeah, we have to avoid Brazil
for a little bit. Like, next year they'll be over the kind of World Cup thing. I mean, it's been pretty sad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a beautiful country.
Yeah. And
like,
when you're going to be back there?
Yeah, well, I'm just waiting for my invitation.
This is the plan. We develop this workshop together, then we go take it down to Brazil.
Oh, now we're talking.
See?
Yes, let's go to Brazil.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
And then, you know, Africa's good, too. Like, there's a whole heap of Africa in the Southern Hemisphere.
Africa's been really working hard lately
totally.
To build up their work.
Yeah, I would have loved to have got to their conference this year.
Yeah.
I was so close to going, and it was just like, I couldn't pull it off.
Oh,
I would love to get there sometime.
Yeah, I bet they could teach us a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that place is rocking. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Very cool. I might get to South Africa. I've actually got a little keynote at a leadership development conference in South Africa in September. So that's
just this
fun.
Little thing over in South Africa later this year.
Sadly, I had to turn down Hawaii for that because it's really... I don't know why they all put conferences the same week, but I would have loved to have done both. But I said to the folks in Hawaii, we have to come back some other time. It was, going there.
Yeah.
Hawaii feels more like home than any other state
right,
in the U.S.
I
don't know.
But it's hard to turn down these things, and I guess that's what happens when... You know, you get a higher profile, but when I had to write to the people in Dublin and say, actually, I'm so sorry, but I can't come.
Yeah, no,
it's awful. It's an awful feeling. But, you know, two years from now, we'll have the conference again.
Yeah.
And we'll make it work.
That'll be fun. I don't know where it's going to be in 2 years' time, but it'll be great to get back there.
It
I'm just stoked to be going this time. It's like, I'm really, it's going to be a hell year for travel, but
whatever
hemisphere you're in, you should be able to catch me somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and definitely catch us both in Denver.
Mm.
And the nice thing about the coaching package is that we can all work remotely very well. We're
totally.
So used to working on the road that we can have coaching sessions.
Yeah,
from
we just Skype it.
Whatever small corner of the world we happen to be in at any time.
Yep, totally works.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for coming all the way to the Southern Hemisphere, Stephanie. Like, I see you. I sent Stephanie an email when we were trying to get her to come down here as a keynote speaker, and I said, about time you're a Southern Hemisphere rock star too. So now she is.
Yeah, you didn't have to twist my arm very hard about that one.
Well, it totally had to be done. Cool. Well, I hope you come back again sometime soon.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. Of course, I'll keep coming north. That's just normal.
That helps too.
I know you Americans find it hard to get on planes and actually go somewhere.
But well, our airlines are so terrible now that I've been on
New Zealand. Just fly in New Zealand.
I know. Now I'm spoiled.
I know. You're ruined now. That's the end of it. It's like all the US airlines need to benchmark themselves against that. They're airline of the year on some like big things.
But what is
no wonder.
Yeah. Anyway, no. So next we actually should be coordinating to like meet up in some place like Hawaii.
Now we're talking. That's halfway in between.
Yeah. Oh, I like this idea. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So, we'll have to do another podcast like this too. We could do it by Skype.
We can.
Or we should like beam one in from Denver as well.
Ooh, we can do that too. But at least our inaugural podcast is in person.
Absolutely.
In New Zealand.
Here we are.
New Zealand.
Yeah. Here we are.
That's how it is. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. Tune in next time, guys.
Okay, bye.
Cheers. That was fun. Thanks, Stephanie. Okay, if you want to hear a little bit more about what's happening at the upcoming European Evaluation Society and American Evaluation Association conferences, we've got a treat for you with the next podcast because it's me talking with Michael Scriven about evaluation-specific methodology, which is a workshop that we're running both in Dublin and in Denver. So tune in for that one.